This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, January 30th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Our websites are down. We are updating our servers, enlarging the capacity. We have more and more people listening on the website and also accessing the podcasts where they can listen on demand. So the websites are getting updated and they will be back up later this afternoon. I do now have the link to the YouTube channel that the Secretary of State's live debate tomorrow down in Rochester, actually Oakland Township, 1 o'clock tomorrow on Saturday. All three candidates, Anthony Ferlini, Amanda Love, and Monica Yatuma, will be there in person and being moderated by three very well-known moderators, Laura Logan, Seth Kessel, and Dr. John Eastman. If you would like the link to watch it on YouTube, text me SOS. If you text me SOS, I'll send you the link and you can watch it live tomorrow, 1 o'clock p.m. Hey, everybody, I apologize for that. We had a disconnection from the studio. I had to re-engage. But as I was mentioning, we will have the debate live tomorrow, Saturday, down in Oakland County. And if you would like to watch the debate live, just text me SOS. The link I'm sending you is going to be to a YouTube channel. A moderator is going to be moderating the YouTube channel as well as the moderators at the event live. And hopefully you'll be able to watch the debate live right at the comfort of your own home, computer, tablet, or even your cell phone. So again, text me at 231-360-5140. And I'll be able to send you the link to the YouTube video where you'll be able to watch the debate tomorrow, Saturday, 1 o'clock. If you can, check out the audience. See if you can see me there. Engage with a packed house. I just got a text message from Braden Jacobazzi. It is a sold-out event. So that's why they are now going ahead and letting me promote the link to the YouTube channel, because it is sold out. It will be a packed house. Short break. Kevin Kievsky, candidate for Secretary of State, or excuse me, Attorney General, in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
John James, I don't know. You know, he's running, but I'm not sure I'm happy about that, John.
President Trump saved John James's career when he endorsed him for Congress. But when Trump asked James to stay in Congress, James turned his back on him. Worse, James called Trump unfit to lead, said Trump can't be trusted, totally disloyal. John James puts himself first. We need a leader who puts Michigan first.
I'm not sure I'm happy about that, John.
Call John James at 202-225-4961 and tell him to stay in Washington to fight the Democrats threatening to impeach President Trump. That's 202-225-4961. Putting Michigan first means eliminating the income tax so families keep more of what they earn, cutting property taxes so people can afford to stay in their homes, creating real transparency in our government, and making sure every third grader can read, because education is the foundation of our future. Paid for by Michigan First Principals.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discount. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is Kevin Kievsky. He's a candidate for Attorney General here in the state of Michigan at the March 28th endorsement nominating convention the Republican Party will be holding down in Novi. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because on social media and also promoting it, I think, on her campaign website for governor, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson put out a very liberal, left-leaning video talking about not cooperating with Trump, not cooperating with federal agents as governor of the state of Michigan, basically going down the road of Tim Walz there in Minnesota. And you put out something in response to it, and you got pretty overwhelming approval support of what you posted. Explain to the folks the entire situation.
Sure. So essentially, we have this thing called HAVA, the Help America Vote Act. This means that the Attorney General of the United States can request federal voter data, which also implies in any federal election, the local data about voters. And she wanted to request this for the 2024 election. You don't have to provide a justification. You just have to say that you want it. And they did provide a justification anyway. They said that they want to ensure that the voter data was accurate. So Jocelyn Benson, last year, when initially requested the information, she said no. So then in December, the Attorney General, more so the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, sued Jocelyn Benson in federal court. And then just yesterday, Jocelyn Benson put out a bizarre video. And in this video, she said that she's not going to cooperate because she views it as intimidation. This is to try to, kind of suppress votes, make people not vote, whatever. And I'm just like, enough is enough. So yesterday, I actually did a quick selfie video, I guess that's what people call it. And I just said that when it came to the Secretary of State, her whole thing about intimidation is just ridiculous. And she's not trying to protect privacy. In fact, what she's doing is not being accountable. So I said that as the next Attorney General of Michigan, hopefully this will not still be going on, but we will comply with HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, because we have to clean up the voter rolls. We have to make sure everything is accurate. We have to make sure there are not U.S. or non-U.S. citizens on the voter rolls. And we got to protect the integrity of our vote. And the response, not even 24 hours ago, was overwhelming. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, it was over 1,000 likes, almost 20,000 views just on X alone. And this is resonating with people. It's not a Republican issue or Democrat issue. It's a Michigan issue. And people want to have integrity. And I just wanted to speak up about it.
Well, one of the things early on from the MERS News Service and other sources that I got it from, her initial response was, she didn't want to give it because it contains personal information about the voters. And she tried to almost spin it, Kevin. I mean, this goes way back to when Pam Bondi first requested it, is that it even has our Social Security numbers on it. And that's a bald-faced lie. It does not have Social Security. Your Social Security number is not anywhere on the qualified voter files. And then she tried to play something about their history of voting and blah, blah, blah. Basically, just trying to put up a smokescreen, and ultimately ended up saying, when this story first broke, take me to court. She wanted to challenge them to say, I know the law, and I know I believe I will win in court, so take me to court. And that's basically what they did.
That's correct. And I mean, without going through the whole entire federal statute with your listeners, the key thing that they just need to know is really you can request it for any reason. And we know what the reason is, to ensure voter accuracy. And the state government must maintain, for any election where a federal election was at issue, they must maintain the appropriate voter records for a period of, I believe, 22 months. So that's why they wanted to get the data. It's well within that time frame. They did everything properly. And she does not have a legal leg to stand on. Neither her or any of the other secretaries of state, mostly all Democrat, I believe, in all these other states that do not want to cooperate. Look, it's not that you don't have anything to hide. I'm not even accusing her of hiding anything. I'm just saying be transparent, provide this. Because I'm not saying that they're all, some type of grandiose conspiracy. They just want to look into this, and they have the right to do that. And if then charges emerge later on, perhaps because there was a problem or they find criminal culpability, so be it. But bottom line, cooperate with the federal government, because our elections, it's not a Republican or Democrat issue. It's a Michigan and an American issue, and we got to protect them.
Well, not only that, but I mean, that act, I believe, goes all the way back to 1960. And, you know, the U.S. Congress, the U.S. Senate, the President of the United States back then, Lyndon Baines Johnson, basically, I believe it was Kennedy before his assassination, or it may have been signed into law afterwards by Johnson. But the thing of it is, Kevin, this has been on the books for decades. And now, all of a sudden, just because a new attorney general wants to actually enforce it, Benson's all of a sudden going to have a problem with it.
Well, I wish it went back to the 1960s, but it actually goes back to 2002.
Oh, that's the update. Yes, you're right. That's right.
No, it's okay. It's okay. No, it's fine. I wish it went with the provisions it had all the way back to the 60s.
Yes,
it probably solved
correct.
A lot of problems. But,
right. But in this 2002, was, okay, we've been on the books for 24 years, right. And this woman's all of a sudden going to have a problem with this?
Yeah. And you know what is so perplexing and also just ironic? So she has a problem with this, given all the different rationale she provided, which is all bunk, right? But she provides the same data to something called ERIC, which is basically like an interstate compact. This is a third party to do, you know, quote unquote, get out the vote efforts and things of that nature. So she already does that, but she won't give it to the federal government. Come on, that's just bizarre, and that really does not smell like transparency. It smells like trash.
Yeah, amen to that. Well, and here's the other component to it. She is the Secretary of State. Of course, that's the agency Pam Bondi is going to have to request the information from. However, the Attorney General is the top law enforcement officer of our state. If I know she's not inclined, Dana Nessel, I'm referring to, is inclined to step in and say, sorry, Jocelyn, this is a federal statute. This is something you have to comply with. Would that be within your preview when you become the attorney general for you to be able to say something like that to a Democrat secretary of state, Republican secretary of state? Would that be within your job description to advise them you're violating federal law basically by not providing the information?
That's correct. And even going back to January 12th, so a few weeks ago, I actually did a press release where I urged Attorney General Nessel to actually file a formal request and actually follow through with an investigation into failed voter registration verifications in Michigan. And I also told her in this press release, not only do you need to investigate, but you have to make sure that when it comes to Jocelyn Benson, or more so the Secretary of State's office, that they comply with the provisions of HAVA. So, of course, she hasn't done anything with that. But, I mean, it's interesting. You take a look at the Michigan Fair Elections Institute. I talk to these people quite often. I think that they're patriots. And you know what they did? They analyzed publicly available federal data. And you know what they found out? That about 193,000 voter registration verifications were made without a Michigan driver's license or state ID. And that among those, 60,000 resulted in non-matches. So you know what that does? It raises serious questions about whether these failed verifications were properly resolved under federal and state law. And that's precisely part of the reason why the federal government wants this data through HAVA. So if the Michigan Fair Elections Institute actually found all this stuff and raised the alarm, and I'm calling for an investigation, well, not only should Secretary of State Benson actually comply, but Attorney General Nessel, as the chief law enforcement officer within the state of Michigan, should ensure compliance. But you know what we've heard? Crickets. That's only thing.
Nothing. And here's the other thing, Kevin, that I'm getting so many people calling me up and saying, okay, who are you supporting, you know, for the state convention? We have our county conventions, call to convention for February 26th, and wanting to make sure everybody goes and requests to be the voting delegates to go to the endorsement convention. If they're educated, if they're informed, if they're engaged, if they've, you know, heard you on this show, they've heard your podcast, they've seen your social media posts, basically, so they understand, you know, it's not just Chuck or Randy talking about this guy. I've heard this guy, and I really, really like his positions on different things. Going to his website, checking out all of the platform policy issues that you're running on. But the bottom line is, this is a very critical endorsement convention coming up. I'd like you to spend a couple minutes talking about why.
The reason why this is so critical is because we have to make sure that we elevate candidates that are going to reflect conservative and Republican values. I mean, again, I'm just going to be talking about this from my perspective, and I posted about this. But there was a recent attorney general debate that we had in North Oakland County just about like a little over a week ago. And in that debate, we were asked the question very succinctly, would you go after sanctuary cities? And I said that we would audit them, and that after auditing them, and if we find constitutional deficiencies in their policies, which, you know, it's very likely in several places we would, then we would share those with the cities to correct. And if they wouldn't correct them, we would take legal action. And then my opponent basically said, I completely disagree with Kevin. It's a matter of local control. It's no different than data centers, wind farms, and solar farms. We need to have local people make these decisions. And I'm just thinking to myself, what are you talking about? And the video is all right there. The Detroit News reported on this. It's all right there. And the basis, by the way, to share with your listeners, to Sue, it's a constitutional basis. There isn't any state statute, but there is the ability utilized in the Michigan and the federal constitution, specifically looking at due process and this a doctrine called state-created harm. Yeah, you can go after these cities. So you need someone that is a fighter that will stand up for exactly what Republicans and more so what all Michiganders want. You also want someone that actually has fought the attorney general and won. So in November 2020, I actually organized and brought forward with others a lawsuit to challenge high school closures during COVID, and we got the governor to back down. So I had a victory against her in the civil realm. And then in the criminal realm, she brought, of course, charges against all 16 Republican electors, alternate electors, and I defended them. And guess what? We got the charges dismissed, and it'll forever be etched in my memory, September 9th. And I'll never forget one of the lawyers telling me as the judge was reading her decision from the bench, lawyer leaned in and said, you know what, Kevin? She's reading almost directly from your brief. So you want someone with that experience. And then as well, again, criminal prosecutions, they're only 20% of the job. 80% of it is civil. And that is really important for everyone to realize. So I hope everyone can support me at convention.
Real quick, your website people can check out.
Yes, so they could go to kevin4mi.com. That's kevinformi.com. And let's make Michigan absolutely ruby red again.
Amen. All right, Kevin, thanks for coming on the show. And we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Trucker Randy. Talk to you soon.
Bottom of the hour news, hour number three. We'll be right back.